College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Happy Friday, crew. How's everyone feeling today?
I feel like it's really sudden to be a Friday. Like, I don't feel like it's Friday.
You don't feel really? Very Friday?
Mm. No. I think it's because we've had so many, like, random days off recently that it's all catching up. And I'm like, wait, why aren't we at work for longer? I mean, I'm not going to complain that it's a Friday. I love that it's a Friday, but it just doesn't feel that way.
I feel like that's some positive energy to bring into the atmosphere here, because usually by Friday, you're like, yeah, it feels like a Friday. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
But if you're not feeling like it's a Friday exhaustion, you're feeling good. How about you, Kev?
I'm feeling really good. You know, my kids are feeling
Yeah, how's
better.
The sickness been in the house?
It just hangs on. You know, I'm fingers crossed none of you guys have been... you know, contagious. I don't think
I'm not kidding, Kevin. I had a dream that you got me sick last night.
Oh.
Like, I feel fine, but I woke up and was so confused because in my dream I missed work because I was sick.
Well, there's a video that's going to come out later next week, right closer to the Super Bowl, because Kevin is just the only person I know that is so hyped for the halftime show with Kendrick Lamar.
That's right. You can call me Kev Drick
so
Lamar.
AB was basically twerking on Kevin.
So were you.
Yeah.
And you really were, Brett.
And I'm sick now, too.
I do have a little sniffle this morning.
Yeah, now we're all
right. Hey,
but anyway, after every one of us rubbed up on Kevin.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Yes, but after you see the video, you will say,
it was worth it.
You would have rubbed up on him, too, man. Like, honestly, I want Kendrick to see it and then cancel the halftime show. Be like, I can't compete with this.
Can't live up to this.
Cannot live up to the hype of this video and this performance of Kevin.
I just want him to heart it.
Just heart it?
It might go viral, Kev. It might reach Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, so that's crazy, too, that we're like 10 days away from the Super Bowl.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Go Chiefs!
Go Chiefs. Let's get the show started today. It's Friday.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
There's a guy in England named Donovan, and he got his first cell phone in 1998 when he was 18. Mm. And texting was brand new back then, so he just decided to text a random number, hello. And he got a text back from this woman named Kirsty, and they ended up getting married.
No! Shut up.
And they have been married for 4 years now and have two kids.
Sometimes... you just got to shoot your shot. Yeah. Like, what's up, random phone number?
Even maybe I need to try it.
You do. Yeah. It's been a long time.
It's been a while, guys.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. This is going viral right now. People are debating. Would you rather have extra time, extra love, or extra money?
This is a really interesting question.
Yes.
I
feel like at first everyone's going to say like, oh, extra love. But it did not win online when people are trending. One of them actually doubled the other people and it was not love.
So I went with love. I know if I did extra time, I would just end up sleeping. So it like essentially be like the same thing. Extra money. I mean, of course, that'd be nice. I'm never going to turn down money. But I think extra love could ultimately result in... extra money or extra time.
That's what people are saying. The opposite, though. They're like saying time can get you money and love. If I just had more time, I can make some stuff happen.
Time.
So people are looking to, like, how do I maximize the other two? So that is one of the strategy. You think time?
I think time. I think that's the thing that everybody seems to regret when they, you know, as they get older and all that stuff. If I only had more time. And I think that that's also, on a personal note, why I hate meetings so much.
Right.
Because you're taking away my time.
My life comes back to the meetings.
I know. Kevin, right. If Kevin could figure out a way to take a shot at meetings, he'll find a way. I love that.
I'm going extra time too because I feel like I don't think I need extra love. Like I feel like I have all that I need. So then with extra time, I can give more love.
Okay.
That's the way I thought
about sweet.
It. Yeah.
I'm choosing money. Broke. I think because you know what's funny is I kind of would rank them the way they finished in this poll. 46% of people said extra money. It was dominated the other two. 29% said extra time. Love actually finished last, 24%. I do. I feel like the people that I love me back. I feel right. like I do feel love. So it would be money or time that I was wrestling with. And I thought the same thing as Hannah. Like, if I got the extra time, would I actually do something with
it? Let's be for real.
But I know there is a ton of people waiting in line that if I got the extra money, they would take it because I got some debt collectors waiting for me. So that's why I went with money. I felt like I might screw up the time too as well. You give me a chance to screw it up, I will.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's do a little keep it moving where I will read off a headline and then Hannah either tells me, keep it moving, keep scrolling, or she'll ask for more details. She'll tell me what you guys think is fun and interesting over the course of the next 2 minutes. You'll have to be up to date. Like, here's some free wisdom.
Love it.
They asked a group of people over 50. They polled them all like, hey, what's some free advice now that you're kind of older and wiser? Here's some things they said. What things do you care less about as you age? They said trying to impress others, other people's opinions of me. They said, if they disturb my peace, they're gone. I don't care if they're related to me or not. Anyone who disturbs my peace. And that's basically every single person's message was like, I only care about my own personal happiness and stay out of my way.
Do what makes you happy.
I'm not messing around. How much will a Super Bowl commercial cost?
You know, usually I'd pass on anything sports, but I am very curious on this.
Do you remember what it cost last year? Do you have any guesses?
No.
30 seconds will cost you $8 million
dollars this year. Yeah. No way.
Yeah, so when you see a commercial that is 30 seconds long at the Super Bowl, it'll be they paid $8 million to get on
there.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Who takes a breakup harder, men or women? Curious?
Men?
Men actually take it significantly harder. You want to know why? I thought it was interesting the reason why they say. It's because guys actually rely on women significantly more for emotional support and all the stuff they need to do. Women actually have a good solid friend group and they still keep their solid friend group and so they can bounce back from breakups. Guys are like, I don't know what to do with myself now that I'm single. Right. Save your marriage with these two yes and one no rule.
Nah, keep moving.
Yeah, okay. What time of the day do people feel the most joy?
Hopefully between 6 and 10 a.m. here on the Brett Mega Show.
It's not 6 and 10. Seven,
just say it is.
7 in the evening. Yeah, and that's not even in the morning. Yeah, 7 o'clock in the evening.
Well, if you listen to us in Wichita, you can hear us then.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Kathleen.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
All right, Kathleen, I love the energy. Are you ready to play Hannah's Homeschool?
Bring it on.
Dang, Hannah. And Kathleen's not rolling by herself. She's got her kids, Aiden and Cody, with her, too.
I'm not intimidated.
Dang.
I'm kidding. I'm very intimidated.
All right, Hannah's going to leave the room. I'm going to ask Kathleen and the crew 5 pop culture questions. We'll bring in Hannah back into the room, and we'll ask her the same 5 questions.
Okay.
Cool. All right, here we go. This rap artist just got her butt crack pierced.
Ooh. I'm going to say Doja Cat.
All right. Not a bad guess. Who is hosting the Grammys this weekend?
Who, Aiden? Trevor Noah?
Yep.
Yeah,
trust him.
Nice job.
Trust him. Yeah, Aiden. Ooh. Aiden gets the point. What movie did Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan recently reunited for a Super Bowl ad and recreated their iconic restaurant scene? What movie was that in? What movie did they star together?
Why these questions?
Sorry, Kathleen. You can phone a friend, Kathleen. Not that you already have a lot of friends, but you can phone a friend here. You can pick someone from the show to answer for you.
Okay, let's see. Who are we going to call?
Do you want Kevin, AB, or Alex?
Alex.
All right. Alex, what movie did Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan star in together that they recently recreated for a Super Bowl ad, the iconic restaurant scene?
Ooh.
Oh, man, you might have picked the wrong person, Kathleen.
When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
There we go.
Aiden Googled it fast enough for you.
Hey, that works. Hey, I'm just here to kill time, you know what I mean? Team effort.
Who is the host? Are you smarter than a celebrity?
Aiden, who is it? Are you smarter than a celebrity? It is... Oh, man.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was
that? Aiden.
Aiden's
on fire.
Aiden is on fire.
Aiden. Cody, too.
And Cody, too. What is the most popular chip brand in America?
Ooh.
Ruffles, Pringles, Lay's.
I want to say
Lay's.
Okay, Cody, you go with Lay's?
Yeah.
Lay's.
They're correct. Yeah. Lay's.
Cody, way to go.
Four out of five. The only one you missed was who got their butt crack pierced.
Right.
Who was it, though?
It was Cardi B.
What? Dang, we should have said her.
All right, let's see if Hannah says her. We'll bring her back in. You got four out of five. Hold on, Kathleen, Aiden, and Cody.
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Kathleen, Aiden, and Cody all just got done answering five pop culture questions. They were so much fun, and they were so good. Tell Hannah, who is outside the room and cannot hear you guys having so much fun and giving all the answers. Tell her how many you got right.
Four out of five.
I'm impressed.
Yes.
I'm very impressed.
All right, Hannah, you got to get at least a 4 out of 5. Tie does go towards Hannah, guys, so we'll see how she does, okay?
Okay.
Feel free to trash talk her and intimidate her, because I feel like she's already kind of intimidated by you guys.
Oh, great.
These are the same questions I just got done asking them. Question number one. This rap artist just got her butt crack pierced.
Oh. I'm going to say Cardi B.
Cardi B is correct. Hannah knows about her butt crack piercings.
I know all the butt crack information.
That is the only question Kathleen missed, though. Mm. Who is hosting the Grammys? There's been a lot of conversation about who's hosting the Grammys on the show. I'm not going to lie, this is probably like the second or third time I've asked.
It's not Noah Kahan.
It's
not Trevor Noah.
It is Trevor Noah.
It only took me 8 times to get that right.
2 for 2. Man, you got to shout out Aiden, who got this one correct. It's not an easy one. But they just reunited to recreate this iconic restaurant scene. What movie did Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan star in together?
When Harry Met Sally.
When Harry Met Sally. That has like 3 for 3. Okay, we got to make sure she misses these last two. No hints, guys. Who is the host? Are you smarter than a celebrity?
Ooh. I'm going to guess the host, I guess, for everything. Ryan Seacrest?
No, but it is a name that is... She missed! We're alive!
You guys are preying on my downfall.
Travis Kelce.
Dang.
Look at him laughing at you.
One more.
It all comes down to this. Here we go.
No pressure.
We're going to win.
A lot of people buying chips for the Super Bowl. What is the most popular chip...
Dorito!
...chip brand in America?
In America? Come on.
Oh, my gosh. I was so confident.
Yeah, we love you. Tell her what it is, guys.
Lay's.
What? I disagree.
41% of chips bought in America are Lay's, actually, guys. What? Yeah, boom. Congratulations to Kathleen, Aiden, and Cody for the win.
Thank you.
And you guys get to hear Hannah say it.
This is Hannah.
Turn the volume, y'all. Turn the volume up.
Oh, okay. Are you ready? This is Hannah, and I got completely schooled by the whole squad.
Yeah!
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
The Megamind question of the day. According to Family Circle, 53% of American families have two what, Hannah?
Okay, I think I'm going to go a little off the beaten path here, but I'm pretty damn confident in this. I'm going to say crock pots because every single time I go to someone's house, like, and I check their thing, oh, do you have a crock pot? They always have two. They have one that's like passed down generationally, and then they have a newer one.
That's a really good answer, but I just never bring up crock pots around the Super Bowl, Hannah, because of this.
Stop!
Is awesome.
I don't want to hear it. Drama from that TV show.
It could be a lot of things that there's two of. I think it's two pets.
Two pets? Mm. All right. According to Family Circle, 53% of American families have two dogs, two pets, cat and a dog.
My family can't even take care of our one. She's still trying to run away.
Yep.
I'm going to say two TVs.
Somebody got it correct.
Mm.
Crockpots, dogs, animals, or TVs. According to Family Circle, 53% of Americans have two what? Find out who got it correct. We'll tell you who got it right in two songs.
Mega Minds.
According to Family Circle, 53% of American families have two of what?
I said crockpots.
I said pets.
And I said TVs.
It's two TVs.
Yay. Mm.
Really? Text line was siding with Kev.
Really? Mm. Yeah. It's two TVs in their home.
Very good, AB.
Good job.
Thank you.
Mega Minds.
If you have stepkids, are you obligated? Is it your responsibility to help pay for their wedding? 314-531-9898. So the headline reads, Mom catches heat for agreeing to pay for her daughter's wedding, like her biological daughter, but not her stepdaughter's wedding. Now, how I understand this story, was you weigh in on this, because I'm curious of your opinion on this, is they had gotten married a little bit later in life. And so Mom had been saving for biological daughter's wedding. And then when she remarried, you know, his biological daughter and her stepdaughter was also getting married, about like dual weddings happening about the same time. Ooh. And Mom had a ton of money saved up for her daughter's wedding. And he's like, why don't we split it up between the two girls? And she said, no, this is all going to my daughter. Mm. You didn't save money for your daughter's wedding. That's on you. Even though you're my stepdaughter. That's on you.
Hard.
Yeah, that is. I agree.
People had mixed opinions. And if she should have taken that lump sum of money that she had saved up and split it between the two girls. 314-531-9898. Opinions.
Okay, this is really tough. First of all, before I say anything, I want to say that I'm definitely in the camp where I don't think anybody should be expected to pay for your wedding. I think you definitely should do the most to pay your own way for your wedding. I don't think you should expect any family members to pay for what you want for your wedding.
Do you hear that, Kennedy? Kennedy, yeah. You hear what Hannah is saying.
But that's funny. If there is this situation, like how Brett explained, I don't think that it's fair for the mom to split everything 50-50. I don't even know that I'm confident in saying that.
It's
hard.
It is hard.
I'm very much in the camp also of your family doesn't have to be like fully blood related or whatever. So just because it's not her full daughter doesn't mean that she should be treated differently.
I'm in the camp of it depends on when they got remarried. So that's what I'm not getting the full details on with this story that's going viral. But I feel like if you get married like later in life, like stepbrother style, you know, and those two are just getting married and they're like, you know, 16, 17, 18. And they're
if you've been helping raise this daughter since she was 1 year old, like that seems
Where is your age limit? Yeah. Yes. So age cutoff is like, I do think like teenager years.
And just how close you are in general. If you're really close to this stepdaughter of yours, you should probably have it in your heart to say, oh, well, I would like to help out. Maybe it doesn't have to be 50-50. I don't know. But I think it just comes down to your relationship.
You know who I get mad at? I feel like in this situation, like the stepmom or whatever is looked at, like frowned upon.
The dad.
I'm frowning upon the dad because why are you?
That's such an unfair thing.
Why didn't you save anything? And then your wife is over here breaking her back to save up for her daughter. Like you should have stepped in too.
Great points. I will defend him here for a second. When you just bringing it up, like when you get married, what mine is yours is mine. So he might just be like, well, I know you have a bunch of money saved up. These are both of our kids now. Like, I want you to love my daughter, your stepdaughter, the same way you love your biological daughter. I want that for this family. So like we should help. So because remember, when you're not just paying for somebody's wedding, you're helping them start their lives. Every dollar that they don't put towards the wedding are hopefully dollars they could put towards a home or their family or whatever they're trying to do with their lives. And so he might be like, hey, like you have all this money saved up. Let's tell you to take care of both these kids. I do think, like you should have been a little bit more financially savvy, but we don't know. Like what if he went through a real expensive divorce, right?
Yeah. I think the worst part about all this is going to change relationships in this family.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
It's really become an issue, and man, it's going to be a very awkward wedding for your stepdaughter if you don't at least offer to help in some way.
I think it's awkward to go to like if her stepsister's wedding, like, your mom paid for everything. This sucks.
This is at the Ritz, and then mine is at the
backyard.
Yeah, like it's totally different, but it affects everybody in this situation. It's going to affect the relationship of the stepdaughter, the real, like, biological daughter, is probably going to be like, what the hell did I do to get half my wedding money ripped away from me? Like, that's not fair to her either.
All right, if you have stepchildren, and how are you going to decide, and biological kids, how are you going to divide up wedding, financial responsibility, college, with you and your significant other? Does it make a difference if the kids are older, like in their 20s, and then you remarried? And does it make a difference if you have to pay or just support? 314-531-9898. Real interesting conversation to jump in on. Man, everyone is like, this one's a doozy. This is really hard. It's actually trending on Reddit. A lot of people are talking about how this mom is getting heat because she's willing to pay for her biological daughter's wedding. I got it. Wedding's on me. But when it comes to her stepdaughter, she's like, not on me. And people have mixed opinions about this. 314-531-9898. This is how I understand the viral story, is they're getting married a little bit later in life. They don't give the exact ages of when they remarried of the kids. But dad has said, hey, like, I think since you have all this money saved up for your biological daughter's wedding, for your stepdaughter, my daughter, my biological daughter, man, I'd love for you to use some of that money on her wedding as well, so she doesn't have to shoulder all that responsibility. She said, no. Like, this is on you. Like, you should have done that for your biological daughter. I did this for my biological kid. 314-531-9898. What's the text line feeling, Hannah?
The text line's pretty split. One of them says, I think the stepmom should contribute something, even if it's just paying for the dress or for the flowers. So it doesn't have to be like a set, okay, give me $10,000. It's just to pick up one of the pieces. This text is really interesting. It says, I think it would be unfair to her biological daughter. It's not her fault her husband didn't save, but that money was set aside for her daughter. If they got married a long time ago, something tells me she would have started a fund for her too. So I think it's a newer marriage. Would they be expected to split an inheritance as well?
It definitely.
Great points. Great points about the inheritance as well.
It definitely is something you need to talk about in advance. Not like the wedding is happening now. Did you save money for my kid? Like, that seems weird.
Yeah, it like it's something that easy to hop on the train now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely feel like as soon as they got engaged, they should have brought up like, hey, just so you know, like since my daughter was a little girl, I've been thinking about her wedding day. It was always important to me. And I said to myself, if she decides to get married, I really want to be the one who provides this for her. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it definitely seems like a conversation should have been had. Sydney, how do you feel like how do you feel like they should have divided up the finances on this?
So I have a daughter, biological daughter. I also have a stepdaughter and a stepson. I would split it down the middle to me. I mean, she's my daughter as well. I have been there. Even if I didn't just came into the marriage, I would still help because that's my kid also.
You feel like if you're deciding to get married to, and I do
marry
think
the family.
You marry the family. Even one of my best friends, he has a kid, and he told his now wife, he said, you're marrying me and my son. And that's how he proposed. So like you're making that decision to be like, hey, we're united as one. Even if it's, you know, just we got married last week. Hey, we decided to take these vows.
Exactly. I married not only my husband, but his children as well.
I love that.
I mean, my kids are, my daughter's 6, my son is 12, and my daughter's 10, but they are all mine.
Great points. Thank you so much for the call. Susan, you felt like it depended on the age of when they came into each other's lives? Susan?
Oh, yeah. No, I do. I think if you marry someone and they have a 16-year-old daughter, you know, they're just being brought into the picture. That's a different dynamic than being with them when they were
2, 3, 4
a toddler.
Yeah.
So I think that there's a difference in terms of not the amount of love or loyalty to that child, but, you know, the amount of quality time and just how long you've been in that child's life. And it does affect the dynamic to a certain extent.
Yeah, I do think it's an interesting dynamic question afterwards because you can't forget that conversation. And it's not like she's not going to know it. Kay, you remarried. How do you feel about this mom who said, hey, I will pay for my biological daughter's wedding, but I'm not going to pay for my stepdaughter's wedding?
Did you say Kay?
Yep.
Oh, hi. Yes. I actually married my second husband when my older son was 16. So the exact situation that the previous caller discussed.
Okay.
And he helped me pay to get him through college.
Wow.
And he helped me pay for his wedding. He never bought, it was never, ever a question. And we are putting our second son through college now. And, you know, the boys have been treated exactly the same. And my older son adores my husband like a father. He's been treated like a son.
Well, that's all you could ask
yeah,
for.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do, you know, like I brought up the point of maybe the age matters, but like when you decide to say, like, I do. You got to
marry the family.
Marry the family. So great points. Really interesting conversation this morning. Thank you so much for the call. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Swifties, you guys need to prepare yourself. I have some hard news for you when it comes to Taylor and her historic records. I'll share it with you in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
Swifties are gonna like this news, and I personally can't believe it, but there is out there a record that Taylor Swift hasn't broken.
No way.
Right, I know. According to the Guinness World Records, Coldplay has actually beaten out Taylor Swift for the most attended concert tour of all time. So more people went to see the Music of Spheres World Tour than they went to see the Eras Tour.
Oh, like overall? I thought it was just really? Like one show, like one
so
specific
they have both.
Play.
Okay. They had one as just a specific concert, but then overall as an entire tour as well.
Wow.
So overall, the Coldplay band has 10.3 million tickets sold. The Eras Tour only had 10.1 million.
Oh, wow. I
and
didn't know that. Okay.
This is getting even better because Coldplay, their tour is still continuing on. They're not done until September of this year.
Oh,
so
wow.
They're going to keep stomping them out. But also, the thing you were talking about, Brett, was Coldplay recently sold out the largest ever stadium show of the 21st century in India. They had 223,000 fans all in attendance.
That's crazy to think like a quarter of a million people just singing your songs.
I just don't understand like Coldplay?
Yeah, the Coldplay would have that many ticket sales on their tour. I wonder how many dates they did, because that doesn't tell you how many dates. If they'd done more dates, like they were just on the road for like what felt like an eternity.
But still, if you could gather 223,000 people at once to hear your music, damn. I guess I need to like check them out again or something.
Yeah.
Like, they were cool like in the early 2000s, but I guess they're back because holy cow, they beat Taylor Swift, which is unheard of. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Find out if they really say sorry. Run it through AI apology.
All right, this is actually something you can do, and it's pretty cool. If you've ever gotten a text message or an apology from somebody in your life, and you're like, you're not even really sorry, you're just apologizing for the sake of apologizing, and they're always like, no, I really am. Well, we can actually prove it now. Thanks to ChatGPT, there's some cool stuff with AI. You can actually grab like the text message exchange, and we've done this in the past. You can throw the scenario into ChatGPT, and it'll give you a sincerity rating score.
Hmm.
The problem is, sometimes we don't agree with AI.
Right.
So that's what we're going to do. Have you ever gotten in a text message back, and I just got one from Hannah, actually. I should have actually just grabbed Hannah's text message. I just thought of this. Where someone ignored your text message for a long time and then apologized later. That's what happened to somebody who sent me, like, hey, I sent this text message exchange after I forgot to text somebody, and they said, that wasn't good enough. You were being a jerk, and it got us into a fight. And so this is the text message exchange. Hey, Rachel, sorry I didn't text back sooner. Things got a little crazy, and I just forgot. Let me know if you still want to talk and chat. They want to know if they were being sincere or not. And some person said, like, that's what you say if you get too busy. What does AI say? What do you think it is?
I think it's sincere.
Yeah, that's what Hannah said to me earlier this week.
Yeah, I mean, I literally sent Brett that exact text, so I have to really fight for that. Do I think that you could say that and it would happen again? Probably. But
yep,
that was good enough to get the job done.
That's what AI said, 54% sincerity. It's careless, it'll happen again, no accountability. That's literally, I think, almost word for word what you sent me. I think
you swapped out the name.
I know, right? And so you were actually not really sorry when you apologized to me.
No, I was sorry, but am I would it happen again?
She's only 54% sorry.
I know, she's only 54%. I actually 100% agree with AI in this situation.
Really?
What else do you expect
to say?
Yeah,
what should it be?
What else was I supposed to say, Brett?
I don't know. I feel like if you really wanted to talk to the person or something, then you can be like, can you talk at this point, not just like, let me know a time that's good for you. Like, if I ever want to hang out with somebody and I say, like, let me know what day works for you, I'm kind of expecting them to not hit me back with a day ever, because that's always what happens. But if I actually want to hang out with them, I'll be like, oh, what about like Thursday at 2 or something?
Oh, so you make the commitment.
Like, it needs to, yeah.
Yes.
So you think,
yes.
That's, I think like that's what AI is going to say. I'm less concerned about the specific, like, oh, how am I going to like fix this? But I do think that's what AI is looking for. For me, what I don't like in it is the I forgot.
It's honest.
Right? But like things, people like, that's what I don't like. It's like, that's the part that's disrespectful. If you're like, things get busy, things get out of hand. I was trying to get back to you. I meant to get back to you. I
just
I never
forgot.
Forgot.
That's like honest though.
Yeah, but I don't like that. That's the thing I don't like. I don't forget. Like if I don't text you back for hours, I haven't forgotten you. I'm
that
thinking about you.
That is a lie.
No,
you never forget?
I would think about you. I just know like that there is a list of priority of things I have to do. So say like something for work popped up and they couldn't get back to them. They knocked out all their work stuff, then texted them back. It's just like, yo, I got busy. I forgot. Like, no, that's not a real
apology. Everybody forgets. I think that's just being more transparent and honest.
Yeah.
Like the day that you text me and I didn't text back, I was running around to my sister's. I had to go to Target. I had to go to the gym. Like I had to do those things.
You didn't forget about me? Yeah, you knocked those things out. Then you texted.
No, I did forget while I was in the midst of doing all that other stuff. Right. And then I texted you back when I remembered.
Well, now I'm mad at you.
I was 54% sorry.
Find out if they really say sorry. Run it through AI apology.
Speaking of apologies, I wouldn't call it an apology I got from my father-in-law, but I had an interesting conversation with him yesterday. We're commercial-free on the Brett Megan Show. I was telling you that I am the world's least handyman. Like, I have zero skills. I actually create more problems than that I do help when I'm trying to do anything handy around the house. And so we had a bunch of like water in the basement and repairs needed. We have an older house that's like 100 years old and it needed some love, some TLC. It needed someone who knows how to use a screwdriver and a hammer to come. And so my father-in-law has come and he's been with us for like now 3 weeks staying at the house and being part of this chaos that lives in the house. And I'm going to be honest, when he first got here, he was kind of sort of passive aggressive and actually almost like not even passive. He was kind of aggressive, really making fun of me.
Kind of direct.
Yeah, kind of direct. He's from the south side of Chicago. It's kind of like that. Making comments, which I think at first, I know I'm not handy, but there was just a lot of comments about how I suck at being handy, how I can't take care of my house. And it did get to me a little bit. Like, it did humble me a little bit. Like, I started to feel, and I told my wife, like, man, how many freaking comments is this guy going to make of me even not being able to take care of things around my house? And my wife's like, yes, I know. I've heard the comments, too. Do you want me to say something? I was like, no, I can handle myself. And I do think at one point, my wife did say something to him when I was gone with the kids. She said, you know, like, Brett's a really good husband and a really good dad. And he's like, oh, you want me to think that, don't you? Because I think that from his old school father-in-law, you know, dad of his daughter mentality, what he sees as the head of the household is a little bit old school, a little bit traditional, into like, you got to be handy. You got to be the one who fixes things and does all these things. You got to be the provider, all of these things. And he wants to make sure his daughter's good. And you come to our house and you see all the broken things. Like, well, it's the man of the house's job to fix these broken things. But yesterday I had a conversation with him. And I felt like his tone wasn't an apology, but I felt like his tone had changed with me after living with us for the last 3 weeks. Like, I wore him down. He said, he goes, man, you never stop moving. And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm on the go at all times till like bedtime, right? And he was like, yeah, like you come in and immediately your kids like run to you and they really do like get excited and you immediately jump into play with them and play the games that they want to play, or you help out around the house, or you cook lunch, you cook dinner, you do. I go grocery shopping, I do laundry, like I just help around the house, and I'm constantly involved. I'm very hands-on, and this is a dad who I think helped the way he's helping now with my wife in her entire time. His sort of biological father, he helped in big ways, big moments. He's showed up for these last 3 weeks and helped us do repairs. But the day in and day out grind wasn't what her biological dad was. And I think that hurt my wife in some ways. But her stepfather was. Like, this is her stepfather was there in that role at all times. So my wife had that father figure. But this wasn't the way he was. He was fun dad who showed up for big moments.
Right.
Just see me be the opposite of that. I am probably not big moment dad. I cannot fix everything, but day in and day out, I am there for my kids. I will be there for them. I'm an emotional support for them. I am not the dad that says, like, pick up kid, you got yourself hurt. Like, I'm the dad who's like, what's wrong? How do I help you? How do I fix this situation? I just feel like non-traditional dad role. I think when you first walk into our house, go, that's what your role is supposed to be. And then after 3 weeks of seeing me work, because being a parent is work, he's like, huh, it's kind of interesting to see you do that every single day. I was like, I think I'm wearing this guy down.
Yeah, yeah.
I think as someone who doesn't have a dad in their life, I can fully attest to say that, like, Brett, you as a dad, to see how you've raised your kids, I've seen it many times for years on years. I've been with you around your kids. You are an amazing dad. And if the worst thing about you is that you're not good with the screwdriver, yeah, you're living a damn good life.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Your family and your kids are not suffering at all. If that's your biggest, like, vice or thing against you, is that you're not good putting together an IKEA drawer. Like,
right.
You're good.
And I wonder, too, if your father-in-law is a little, I don't want to think the word is jealous, but, like, you know, he's like, that's what a dad was supposed to be, and I didn't do that.
Yeah,
I didn't provide that, you know?
Yeah.
So you kind of showed him that even though he's the guy who comes in and fixes everything, and then, you know, that I'm there for the big moments, the small moments mean a huge amount.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law said this, and I think it was, he said it in, like, I think a guy way. My mother-in-law said this after she stayed with us for a little while, like about like a week, week and a half. When my wife, it was during the summer, actually, when my wife was having some medical scares. And we had like so many doctor's appointments. She came and stayed with us for about a week and a half. And about the same thing happened at the end of the week and a half. She was tired because my kids are 3.5 and like 1.5. They are exhausting. They have so much energy, but they're amazing kids. But it's just exhausting. And we had like a long day. I think we were at the hospital and then doctor's appointments. And it was like 112 degrees out at that time. And when we got home, my mother-in-law was like drained. And we do like an after dinner walk every single day. And it's really important to my son. He like loves it. We go and talk. We talk about our day as we go and walk. And it was like 112 degrees out. And my son's like, are we going to do the after dinner walk? And I went on that after dinner walk. And my mother-in-law pulled me aside. She goes, I don't think there is a single person I know that would have just said yes in that situation.
Right.
I saw the look in your eyes. You were drained. But your kid, you have a consistency in their life and a tradition. And you said, hey, I will be there. So, and I said that back. I'm like, yep, that's something he looks forward to. And he knows that I will do for him. And he knows I will be there every step of the way. And so no matter how tired I am, if I said I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And I told him, hey, we'll do this. And so I promised him before I left that we'd do it. And I kept my promises. And I think he was kind of said in the same way. He's like, man, you really just don't stop. Like, those kids ask you to do something and you immediately do it. And I was like, yeah, I'm just there for them.
That's
and it was
awesome.
Like a really interesting conversation. Still can't fix a damn thing. But it was an interesting conversation. I'm like, I'm wearing them down.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Okay, these are all the top stories that are trending right now. I'm going to take a look at the headlines. Hannah, I'll read them to you, and you tell me which ones to stop down and read and give more details and which ones I should skip over. 2 minutes are on the clock and running. These are the top most Googled questions in January. The top who, what, when, where, and why questions.
Give them to me.
Who owns the Gulf of Mexico?
Oh, my gosh.
It's
a Trump.
Is that right? Like, is Gulf? Like, people want to know, can we just name it Gulf of America? What time is the inauguration? Was this the number one?
Gosh, is everything
what?
Political?
No, kind of. Number three is when. So the when question is, when will TikTok be back in the App Store?
That was me Googling on every account I had. When is this back?
This one's sports related. Where to watch Notre Dame versus Ohio State, Kevin?
Rip.
And then the last one is why. and it's TikTok related. Why is TikTok back, or why did they take away TikTok from me? Those were the top Googled questions. Damn.
I forgot that even got taken away. January's been a long month.
Yeah. January is 79. Right. A massive asteroid is headed towards Earth.
Great. Ooh. Keep it moving.
Okay. Whatever. Find out if we're going to die or not. A woman was kicked out of a Luke Combs concert for twerking.
Why?
I guess because she was going hard on the twerking, and they felt like it was inappropriate that she was actually making it so... her twerking was so bad, they said other people can't focus, and so they kicked her out.
I feel like I've done that at a concert.
Wait, who, AB, you're mad about this?
Yes.
You got mad at Hannah for talking. If you're a distraction at a concert, you want to kick them out.
As long as I can hear, dance however you want.
What if their twerking is so bad it's a distraction?
It's loud twerking.
And it's funny.
I mean, you got to see this video. She really is really... She looks like what I look like when I twerk. You guys know
that's careful. Careful, Brett.
You guys know what I look like when I twerk. I twerked on Kevin in a music video. Yeah.
He did.
And people thought I should be kicked out of the music video.
It was a medical emergency.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Curious if you're listening, did you do dry January? Did you make it? Today's January 31st, 314-531-9898. Anyone out there listening that did dry January, how was it? How many times did you want to drink? Anyone that tried dry January and pulled the Hannah when she did 75 hard and just flopped on it and said, nah, it was a tough month. I cracked open a cold one. Well, how'd you do? 314-531-9898. Maybe you're like one of the only people I know doing dry January. I've known people that have done it in the past.
All my friends were doing it too,
really?
Actually, yeah.
Everyone said, screw it, I'm not doing it this year.
Yeah, you're literally the only person I know this year. Usually there's like a lot of people posting about it, but I think everybody's like giving up.
Everyone said it was an election year or whatever.
I need January.
It's been so cold in the snow. I don't know, but AB, like the only person I know that was going through it. Did you make it?
You tell me if I made it.
Oh, no. What does that mean?
So my best friend got engaged this month. And so I had a few sips of champagne like at her toast. So I don't know whether or not that counts. In my mind,
What do they call them? The flutes? Is that what they put champagne in?
Yeah, I drank like half a flute.
Half? Ooh, I don't know. How many sips is a whole flute?
Like six
sips? I don't know.
I think if you ingest alcohol,
it's a fail. That's what I did. I failed 75 hard for having three sips of a neutral.
That's why you do 75 soft. There's no fail in that. No fail at all.
It's literally impossible to fail.
You did a semi-wet January.
This is the thing, though.
I thought about
before the engagement because I knew she would get on the party bus where me and some other friends were and that we were going to have champagne and we were going to like toast and celebrate and stuff. And I considered, because I knew my best friend actually was also doing dry January, who got engaged.
Did she just slam that champagne or what?
She drank the champagne, as she should.
Good.
But I considered like, do I get like, a non-alcoholic champagne to bring on the bus? And then I was like, I'm not going to be that person.
No,
that's so annoying and pick me. And so I was like, no, I'm just going to have a few sips of the champagne, whatever.
I don't think you failed. So I could be wrong. I've never done dry January, although I don't. I don't know how much I drink in January. I don't know. Life's been crazy. It's a long January. I've never done dry January. But for me, why did you decide to do dry January? Because I feel like people do a dry January because holidays, you're usually meeting up with people, a lot of cocktails, a lot of drinks. You're eating like a lot. And you're just like, you just want a hardcore reset. And I feel like that doesn't get in the way of the hardcore reset of like alcohol.
Yeah.
Using alcohol as a way of social bonding. Using alcohol as a way of coping for stress. Like things like that. That's what I feel like dry January is for. And so if you accomplish that, I feel like you didn't fail.
I just don't drink that often anyway, so it's not really that hard for me to do dry January.
Oh, yeah, then you failed, because you don't even drink that hard.
So I was kind of like, why wouldn't I do this?
You probably drank more in January than you did in January.
Taking those three sips, actually, now that I thought about it.
You're not wrong, yeah.
Now that I think about it, you did fail since you brought up. Okay, did anyone else, first off, you can jump in, and if you think if AB failed or not when she took three sips out of the flute, which is a half a flute, by the way, guys, of champagne. And did you try dry January? Did you love it? Are you going to continue to not drink? I know some people that decide to do like dry January and then like really changed their relationship with alcohol, like either never drink, completely sober, whatever. Just curious about your journey. 314-531-9898. Did you have situations pop up in the month of January where you were faced with a decision to have to make? Like, am I supposed to drink or not? Like AB or not? And how did you handle the situation? Take your calls on Y98 St. Louis. Thanks for hanging out with us and happy Friday from the Brett Maga Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Do you guys remember Will and Jada Smith? I haven't heard anything about them in forever.
This dude loves his wife so much, he will slap you for her.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I have an update on the both of them and even more on Will's career. I'll share it with you at 8:35.
Careful mentioning her name. You keep his wife's name out your mouth,
out
Hannah.
Your mouth.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have gone through it with the tabloids and the slaps and just a whole bunch of stories going on about the two of them. I didn't even think they were together anymore, but a source that's really close to them just came out and gave us the tea that the two of them live independently, but their lives are still interconnected.
They're still entangled.
Yes.
Got those entanglements. You know, remember when Jada Pinkett Smith said there was an entanglement
with another man? The source says, call it what you want. They are living their own lives, but haven't completely severed ties. So my first question, I'm like, okay, point blank, are they together or are they not? And the answer to that is they still are together, but they have had separate homes for years.
I feel like they're just in an open marriage. Like, that's kind of what it seems like, and if that's what works for them, that's what works for them. It just feels like different than a marriage. Like, when you're in like an open marriage and you live separate, it just feels
what
like...
What is together?
Yeah, what is together? Right. It feels like that's just someone you hook up with and you update about your life every now and then. Like, I don't know, just is that really together? Like,
yeah, they've been married since 1997, supposedly.
Yeah.
They became separated in 2016. And then last year, when Jada released her memoir, she said the thing about their entanglement or whatever.
Yeah.
But something else we did find out about Will recently is that he's releasing a new solo album. This is going to be his first full-length album in over 20 years. So, like, a lot of the things Will's been saying recently is like, oh, I'm focused on my career. I'm just focused on myself. So apparently he's working on this. The name of this album is going to be called Based on a True Story. So we might even find out more about if they have an open marriage or what the hell's going on between the two of them in this album. It's going to be released in March. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Oh, what the beep did we say? End of January, longest month ever. So this is when we take a look back at a long week and we go, what the beep do we say this week? Kevin takes a clip of the show and then he beeps out a certain part and then you try to guess what is behind the beep.
So in the midst of my searching, all of a sudden, my sister comes in and she goes, Hannah? I said, yeah. She goes, I think...
Oh,
and I said,
no way.
What?
What happened?
I forgot that happened.
Oh, my God. Do you know what Hannah's sister has said to her that made us all go, oh, she didn't? 314-531-9898. Find out what caused that reaction on the show at 848.
What you say?
What the beep did we say is for real? So what we do... Every single Friday at this time, we take a look back at the show. Kevin plays a clip from the show and then beeps out something, and we see if you can guess what's behind the beep. This is what got us all just react. We all, at the end of this clip, we all, wait till you hear what Hannah said.
So in the midst of my searching, all of a sudden, my sister comes in, and she goes, Hannah? I said, yeah. She goes, I think...
Oh,
and I said,
no way!
What?
No way! What did Hannah's sister... sage or that made us all react that way. Did anyone get it on the text line?
Oh, yeah. Bobo got it. Dave got it. Aaron got it. My sister hit
my car.
So in the midst of my searching, all of a sudden, my sister comes in and she goes, Hannah? I said, yeah. She goes, I think I accidentally hit your car.
Oh,
and I said,
no way.
What? Your Bugatti.
My freaking Bugatti had a white stripe of paint on it.
Still does. Mm. I saw it this morning. Why are you looking at me like that?
It's supposed to be buffed out.
Oh, yeah. It's totally buffed out. Yeah, it looks great now. Yeah.
You say.
That's a fact. It's totally buffed out.
Fun facts, baby, fun facts. Fun facts, baby, fun facts Friday.
Let's have some fun on a Friday. We'll do Fun Fact Friday. What Fun Fact Friday is, it's like a fact battle. It's Alex, the fact champion, will give a fact. AB, the fact contender, she gives a fact. And then we'll go around the room and say which fact we find more interesting or more mind-blowing. You can feel free to use them, steal them, and act like you came up with them yourself. Hannah, myself, and Kevin are the judges. So feel free to bribe us with donuts and coffee and whatever else things you guys want to. Alex, you want to go first or second as the champ?
I'll go first. I thought this was kind of a cool fact. I'm not usually like a geography guy, but this number was outstanding to me. Did you know over 60% of the world's lakes are located in Canada?
Hmm. Oh, wow. Really?
Over 60% are in just Canada alone.
Wow.
All right. Good fact.
Crazy.
I did horrible in geography, so I don't like that. My fact is that snails take the longest naps out of any animal, and some last as long as 3 years.
Aww.
They can nap for
they
that
nap
long?
For 3 years. I don't know how they don't get like killed in that time, but
find somewhere good to hide out.
They're hurting probably. They curl up probably.
For 3 years.
Wow.
Mood. Definitely voting AB. For one, the only lake I care about is Lake the Ozarks. Two, that is adorable. Yeah. Imagine just a little sleepy baby.
That's a long nap, and I'm a napper myself, but you also know that my family likes to go and see the Great Lakes.
Oh, yeah, so that's true.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that about Canada.
Isn't
that
something?
So my vote is for Alex.
Thank you, Kev.
America and snails napping. I vote for the snail.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that they nap for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Like, that's and it. Why do we call it napping and not sleeping? Like,
yeah, what's sleeping?
Good point.
That's Fun Fact Friday for you.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
It is Friday. You're probably drained and exhausted, but there's one way to pick yourself up and kick off the weekend with some positivity, and that's something we do on the show. We challenge ourselves to think about the best thing someone said to you this week. We know it's the Grammys this weekend. We were surprised that the person who is the best harp player in the world was not nominated and not there to perform.
In our hearts.
But yeah. Kevin plays you the big harp. And we think about the best thing someone said to us this week. It's the best way to kick off a Friday is to go back when you're exhausted and tired. And like, thank God it's the weekend. But like, you know what? Although the week felt long, there are the little things that make huge differences, and it can be the best way to kick off a Friday. And what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
The best thing someone said to me this week, we've kicked off our Project Cupid, so we've been going to different schools every day after the show. And the best thing someone said to me this week was at the first school I went to, Pathways School, over in Belleville, Illinois, and I met Teacher Megan, and you could just feel the sincerity of how excited her kids were, how excited she was as a teacher, huge fan of the Brett Mega show. And it's just crazy because she was, you know, giving me and our show all these compliments, but I just felt honored to meet her and talk to her.
That's awesome. Kevin, best thing someone said to you this week?
Mine's a shout out to my daughter, and primarily because I love the fact that Kennedy gets me and gets this thing about me. Kennedy's favorite superhero is Spider-Man. And Disney Plus just started Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. And Kennedy looked at me and went, Dad, you want to watch this together?
Aww. Still in college and wanted to watch a good show with Dad. Like, yeah. And that's one of the best ways to bond is like, through like entertainment or shows or music or whatever. And you guys still have that connection. So that's cool. Alex, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
You know, for me, I put up some of our engagement pictures, and it was just people telling me that they really liked how the pictures turned out.
Yeah, they. I meant to text you and Annie. I mean, they were gorgeous.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
you could have been part of it, but you weren't because you
left.
Yeah,
I am. Now it's double best thing someone said to you.
It got even better. Yeah.
AV?
I think for me, it has to be my best friend asking me to be her maid of honor.
Aww.
Yeah.
We actually just got done talking about that, and it was one of the sweetest ways that anyone's ever asked before. It was adorable. For me, my father-in-law leaves today, and he's been with us for 3 weeks, and I just got to tell him thank you for all the help. We did a bunch of home repairs and remodeling, and I am the least handy human that has ever walked the planet. And he is very handy, and he's lived with us for 3 weeks and has helped us so much. And so, without a doubt, the best thing someone said to me is, one, we don't have any more guests. And, and all the help that he gave my family. It was really much, much appreciated.
Shout out Papa Dave.
Shout out Papa Dave. Honestly, do that for yourself. Think about the best thing someone said to you this week and kick off your weekend, right? And listen to Kevin play the big harp.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.